Welcome to Talks from the Bible. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. There is in our life a time of highs and lows. There is a time of happiness and a time of sorrow. There is a time when we are on top of the mountain, but also a time when we must travel in the valley. The Bible shows us how to live in these changing episodes in our life. Every life, whether believer or unbeliever, experiences difficulty and hardship. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the writer shows us the life experiences and the life expectations of various servants of God. These were individuals who had to overcome the experiences so that they might possess the expectations. Their success was found in their faith. As each individual is presented to us, God says, by faith. These individuals had an inexhaustible trust in God. They believed God was the answer to all of the various dilemmas of life. His promise of faithfulness, consistency, and continuance and love were the strengths that enabled them to overcome and triumph. The seven churches of Asia presented in the book of Revelation were going through difficult periods. God promised His love and grace so that they would overcome. All seven churches were reminded, "To him that overcometh." We must always know that in all of the various periods of our journey that God never forgets us and never departs from us. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Psalms 46:1-5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.